This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored!
Smith corks one into right down the line! It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. Coming to you live from the patio studios and, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Innovated Companies. That's InnovatedCompanies.com. Construction, heating and cooling, electric, and the plumbing team all under one umbrella. Check out InnovatedCompanies.com, whether your residential, commercial, or industrial needs. Randy Green is your man. 35 years experience, a second-generation craftsman. More importantly, a man of his word. Get him involved early in the process. Saves yourself some time, energy, and money. That's your man, Randy Green, InnovatedCompanies.com. Well, you heard me just mention, too, I want to remind everybody that we come to you from the Patio Studios each and every show, but we will be live at Patio's this Friday. Come on down and join us. Meet the man himself, Benji Molina. Benji usually gets there about 4:30. On the mic from 4:30 to 5:30, you can ask any Cardinals question you want, any historical question about the Molina family, anything that anything Cardinals baseball, anything baseball related. Come on down. We'll have some prizes giveaway, and again, it'll be a great time at our friends with at the original party place when it comes to St. Louis Cardinals baseball, Patio's. Well, gents, let's welcome in the men that are with me today. No Steve-O work calls, But a day off at school for our man Josh Potter. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
How's school going?
It's going. It's definitely going. Senioritis.
Little senioritis. Well, that happens.
Bit.
At least you're there.
You know?
And of course on the m4byyachty.com hotline, my man Benji Molina. What's going on?
How you all doing? I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. After a little scare yesterday, but nobody needs to know. But
yeah.
I know why Steve-O's not in.
Well, this happens every year when football starts.
I'm not gonna say it.
Just
Not in the studio.
No, Steve-O got his ass kicked. That's why.
It's not just that. His Cowboys lost. Green Bay won. I'm sure Benji didn't send any. If anybody knows anything about the Molina family, there's a little bit of a football rivalry there. Benji's a big cheesehead. Yachty is obsessed with the star in Dallas, and my guess would be that when Dallas lost yesterday, you probably sent a few fun texts to your brother, but then the minute your man Aaron Rodgers went down and things didn't look so good, you may have gotten a text or two back from your brother, all culminated at the end of the evening by a nice fun text from you at the end of the night when Aaron Rodgers came back and played Superman once more.
No. You know what? I could talk all the crap in the world about a team and you know, how they're not good and whatever, you know, have fun. But when somebody gets hurt, I don't like it. You know, I don't like to say anything. Like when Romo went down with the shoulder injury or back injury, I never said anything about the injury. I always said that I was sorry. I didn't like that. I don't like when somebody gets hurt. It doesn't matter if it's Rodgers or a guy I don't like, you know. It doesn't matter. I just don't like to say something about the player, but the team, I always give them crap, you know. I think it's funny, and if I give crap, I got to take the crap, you know. So I do. I take some crap from them, you know. I don't mind it, but once it becomes somebody getting hurt, I don't like that. I don't like to say something You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
When somebody
said,
so yeah. I was just, I'm okay. I'm okay with the trash talk about teams, and that's fine. But I just get a little. I don't like it, man. I don't like it when somebody gets hurt and somebody's making fun or something. I just don't go with that. But it was fun, you know. The night was fun. He almost got hurt. You could see the whole stadium, man, just empty out. Like you could hear him breathing.
Yeah,
and
it
then
was something.
All of a sudden, nobody was breathing when he went down, and that's how important a guy is to a team. It's like when we lose Yadi, everybody's like holding their breath, and like when Harper went down with that knee in first base, and everybody in the Nationals are like, "Oh shoot!" I mean, that's that type of feeling, you know.
Sure, you know, it's. I'll be quite honest with you. I mean, as a Cardinal fan, it seems like, especially this year, that's the feeling we get in our stomach when Yadi goes down. I mean, and obviously we played this weekend in Detroit without him. You know, you look at this weekend series, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to, you know, we're going to kind of look at it and ask the question. And today's question, pretty simply, is: are we running out of gas? And I don't mean that in a negative way. I ask the question because it's real. And, you know, I'm anxious to get your take on it, Benji. First, I'm going to ask the question to Josh. And the reason I'm interested to hear what Benji has to say is I think Benji's answer can go a variety of ways. It can go as a fan. He could, you know, his opinion. And then obviously as a guy that's probably went through a race once or twice in his career and had to just let it all hang out every night, and how wearing that is on your body, both physically and mentally. So, Josh, I'll ask you, do you think they're running out of gas?
I think certain players are running out of gas. I mean, before we came in today, I'm looking at Dakota Hudson because everybody's like, oh, you know, pitchers are getting fatigued, they're running out of gas, you know, yada, yada, yada. So I looked up, you know, Hudson's numbers from last year, and yeah, there's definitely a huge drop off from whenever you know, middle of the season to the end of the season. I mean, it's like a four. I mean, it's an incredible drop off, and he started walking more guys, so I am getting nervous about that. But at the same time, I mean, I think some guys just need to see more opportunities out of the bullpen, especially guys like John Brebbia. I mean, I know he was down in Memphis, and I really don't know why all year long, but you know, he's came back up and has been extremely effective. So I would like to see him get more opportunities, maybe a little less Hudson, or maybe Hudson in the earlier innings, give him more days off. I mean, I don't know what they're gonna do, but yeah, there's definitely some. They just really look flat right now. They look flat.
Benji, your thoughts. Do you feel like they're running out of gas? And again, I don't say that like we're dead because we're running out of gas. I mean, it just, you know, is it a real thing?
It could be for the young guys. I don't think the veterans run out of gas. They already know how long the season is. The young guys that are coming, like Josh said, maybe Hudson never pitching a full September. Pitching only to September 1st, you know, because he's been in the minors. Maybe him or maybe a few guys like that. But I don't think the team is running out of gas. They know what they have. They know what's coming ahead. They can't run out of gas. It's not like it's September 28th, and then there's two games in the season, and they're gonna go on a vacation because they're not making the playoff. I mean, that way you just shut it down. But I don't think it's happening. I think maybe certain guys are, like Josh said, but the whole team is fine, man. The whole team is battling out there. Guys that probably haven't pitched that long, and if you're even in the big leagues, right? Like Norris, a few years back. I know he was a starter, but as a reliever, he haven't been in a full season yet, and maybe he's getting out of gas. Maybe guys like that. But the team itself, this is showtime right now, man. There's no time to think about getting out of gas. I don't see it in the team. I think we lost Yadi, was a big piece, but they're gonna battle until he's back. You know, these guys, they're always being able to battle. I don't think they're running out of gas in general, right?
Sure. You know, and again, I think I had kind of. For me, like I said, the whole question for me was just, is, you know, there's the mental aspect. We talk a little bit about that on here too, because I sit here and I think to myself, you know, it's a mental grind anyway. I mean, it, you know, every day, the, you know, that battle that you have. But man, they've been on a torrid push, torrid pace. Every game, every night, you know, they have to play it that way. And I just wonder if maybe they're a little tired, both mentally and physically. You know, Detroit series didn't go the way I think we all hoped it would. That being said, I do find it minorly comical how people assume we should go in and sweep a team because they're not great. You know, I would love to know the numbers on how many teams get swept. I mean,
I think they forgot that the Reds swept the Cubs one time.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Jimbo, you were saying that, and I don't think the Cubs are running out of air, do you?
No.
I don't think the Colorado, L.A., I don't think Arizona's running out of air. I don't think anybody's losing anything, man. I mean, this is showtime. This is time to go. Well, I don't think we should even be thinking that, you know?
Well, and you look at it and you wonder, is it – so that's really kind of the question, right? Is it about a push and running out of gas, or is it simply all teams, especially teams that play as well as the Cardinals played for a month straight basically, all teams – go through a little bit of a, I mean, you know, are you going to have a couple weeks where you're, you know, 3-3? You know, is that, everybody has them, right? I mean, so we just happened to go into Detroit and lose 2-3.
What happened to Carp? Carp went to the highest mountain, right? I mean, he was hot as heck.
Yep.
It was the best player for a while. But where is he going to go from there? He has to come down a little, right?
Yeah.
We just want him to come down a little. We don't want him to go down too much, right? But where is he going to go from the top? He's got to go down a little. So a team that's playing so well and has weeks playing well, winning series, where is they going to go? Either keep winning series or they're going to come down a little. Because from there, there's no top. So you know what I'm saying? So it's very simple to understand. If you put them the way they were playing the top baseball, where are they going to go, man? That's very simple. They're going to come down a little. So for us to see them losing a series, or, I mean, we're so accustomed to winning series that we lose a series, everybody's like, oh, my gosh, we lost a series, we're done. No, man, that's baseball, man. You got to enjoy baseball. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the wild card standings and where we sit today. We sit 2.5 back of the Brewers for the top spot. You know, and again, at this juncture, you're trying to get in. Of course, you'd love to have the top spot. Heck, you'd love to catch the Cubs, but you know, you do what you
it's
can do.
Only 4.5 games to the Cubs. 4.5 games. Don't forget that. I know we've been saying that for a while because the Cubs have been playing good, but if the Cubs go to wherever they're going and they get swept and we win 2 out of 3 and then all of a sudden they started losing streak or something happens, we're only 4.5 games, man. That's all we got to think about. It's not much.
The Dodgers have you know, been on just pretty close to the same pace we've been on the last 10 games, one game better. They sit a game back from us. Arizona sits 3 games back from us. You know, I sit here and I look at it, and you can look over, and they have, like, your last 10. Now, the Brewers are 8-2 in their last 10. The Cardinals are 5-5. But, you know, you look at the Dodgers, they're 6-4. Arizona's 3-7. But, I mean, I just don't know that you can look at things and make assumptions like we should win this. Like, you know, of course you want to win the series. Should you sweep? Well, I mean, again, that's a tall order. It'd be nice. But, you know, look at the teams. Of all these teams, the only ones with winning records the last 10, of all the teams that are in this, it's just not as easy as everybody thinks it should be. And I get it. You want to win. And if you're going to do it, that's what it takes, right? But I just think everybody goes through these little bouts where, you know, they lose a game or two they shouldn't lose. I mean, every team does it. You just kind of go in spurts. That's how I see it. Like I said, are they out of gas? I mean, I think you could look at a couple guys and say, yeah, maybe. But I think we always start looking – that's always been my thing. It just seems like we always start looking for excuses when somebody doesn't perform. Because there's got to be an excuse, right? They just – you know, God forbid, you know, the other guy beat you, you know? But the walks – yeah, the walks would you know, would they tend to make you believe that? As a pitcher, if you don't feel strong, do you start nibbling because you feel like you can't miss over the plate? Maybe. Maybe that's why you're walking guys because you're trying to be too fine because you don't feel like you can get away with stuff. Or maybe the pressure. You know, maybe you don't want to make a bad pitch and you start again nibbling on the outside. It could be a variety of things. I don't know, but that's the question. Is, you know, and I'm curious to hear what our listeners think and the fans of the Cardinals, because I do believe there is some of that people just tend to start saying, well, it's got to be something wrong. You know, it can't just be that we got beat. You know, there's got to be something wrong. You know, I thought somebody laid it out pretty well in a tweet. You know, that's a major league team over there playing baseball, and they're not going to, you know, even just because they're not as good as you, they're not going to lose 162 games. In fact, they're going to win, you know, whatever. They're going to win. You know, I'm looking at some of these teams that supposedly everybody should sweep that aren't very good. You know, San Diego's not that great. They've won 57 games this year. You know, Miami Marlins have won 56 games this year. The old Cincinnati Reds, who everybody said was awful, have won 61 games this year. So, I don't know why we would think a sweep is a foregone conclusion. The game's really hard. You got to play it. That's why you play them. That's why they're not decided in a spreadsheet. Sorry.
Yep.
We're going to talk a little bit more about where we go from here. You know, you start talking about crunch time. I mean, that's where we're at. Adam Wainwright takes the mound tonight. I'm curious what you guys think and expect to see out of him tonight and what you would hope for. I've got a question for Benji, something that I saw that I got to be honest with you, I was surprised there wasn't more mention of it over the weekend. It was actually a few days ago. I'm curious why this wasn't talked about more. Maybe I missed something or misread something. So I'm actually curious to get Benji's thoughts. But we'll do all that here in just a minute. We want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. You can subscribe to the podcast there. It's free. Happy to have you guys on board. Do your shopping at Amazon and help out our producers, Brian Crock and Andrew Allen, for all the great work they do behind the scenes. You just click the Amazon banner. You're done with us. On your computer, you'll see it over to your right. On your mobile device, you just scroll all the way down. No extra fees. We get a very small referral just for you guys doing your shopping there. We would greatly appreciate it. Find us on social media. We're really enjoying the interaction. Twitter, we are at Birds on a Bat Show. If you follow us on Twitter and you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back because we're interested in what you have to say. Facebook. Guys, we can't thank you enough for your response on Facebook. It's continued to help the show grow each and every week. Find us. Just type in Two Birds on a Bat in the search bar. Like our Facebook page. Click invite your friends. We'd love to have everybody involved in the conversation. And again, can never have too many Cardinal fans. Again, that's Two Birds on a Bat. You can also find the Facebook group Birds on a Bat. That one you have to ask to join. If you're a Cardinal fan, you're in. Instagram is a lot of fun. I know people enjoy that as well. You can find us there, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Lineupmedia.fm is where we're housed, and we're very happy to be a part of that growing network, now home to the radio platform Yo Radio. You can download that in the App Store on your mobile device. It's free. It's great. It's exactly what you think it would be. There's great things happening behind the scenes is all I can tell you today. But get in there now. Yo Radio, download it. I know you'll enjoy it. Tell your friends about it. We'd love to have them all on board. You know, our partners are what really make the show go, and we can't thank them enough. Arlington Greens in Granite City, the great golf course ran by our good friend Mark Marcuso and his wonderful staff. Get down there and try it out today. I think you guys will enjoy the course. He does a great job. Some of the tournaments that are out there, again, if you're going to run a golf tournament, that's where you want to be. That's Mark Marcuso down at Arlington Greens. Adam Smokehouse, home of the best barbecue, in my opinion, in St. Louis on Watson Road. Our man Mike over there does a tremendous job. Get down there and try one of their specials, or at worst, if you can always count on the ribs. That's what I always say. When in doubt, go with the ribs. Again, that's Adam Smokehouse. Check out their catering. If you have an event going on, Adam Smokehouse can take care of you. That's Adam Smokehouse on Watson Road. And, of course, Josh Potter now coaching with Missouri Gators baseball, Illinois Gators, and, of course, the Gators Baseball Academy. You guys are going to want to check out MissouriGators.com. You can learn more about their wonderful program and their four-pillar system of helping your athlete become a better person, not just a better baseball player. Again, I think they do a tremendous job. I think you would be doing yourself a service to see if you have what it takes to be a Gator. I mean, yeah. Really.
And I want to butt in real quick It's the Gators Baseball Academy is something that, I mean, going into it, I've been out of the game because, you know, school and work and living on my own, I got to pay for everything, so I got to work. So I just want to take a second to say, like, I've been out of it, and now that I'm getting back into it, I'm learning more than ever. I mean, these guys have the skill sets that I don't even know, like, if I'm qualified enough sometimes. I'm like, you guys are insane. You guys are, like, going way up and above and beyond and with statistics and figuring out what arm slot works best. I mean, all these little things, they pick it out and they make you a better athlete. And not to forget, I mean, they're about the character as well on and off the field. And every guy that I've walked in and met at Sports Barn has just been stand-up guys.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
It's a quality organization. And again, I know a lot of listeners on here have kids playing that wonderful – what I think is the best sport on the planet. Check it out. You can learn more today. MissouriGators.com. They'll answer all your questions. All right. So let's look at this. A couple things that I've got to ask Benji about. There was a – Josh, did you see there was a little article? Somebody had talked to Yachty, and he had mentioned that he was probably planning on playing past this contract. Did you see that?
No.
I saw it.
Who?
I was either Hotchman or one of those guys just interviewed him, and he talked about – playing that. Benji, you know anything about this?
No. What I know he's done from him, I haven't talked lately, no. But he said he's been saying he's done after his contract, but I always, he said he's done after his contract. I said it's not true.
Knowing Yachty, you have been saying that, yes.
Knowing how much he loved the game and knowing how important it is to the organization to have Yachty around. I really don't believe. I think he's gonna play. I think either the Cardinals are gonna say something to him and say, hey, listen, we need you, we give you this to stay here, man. He might play one or two more years, man, who knows? But that's just my opinion, of course. And if Yachty keeps saying that he's done, he's done. But I haven't seen that article, so I don't know what's going on.
I've got my man on it now.
And to be honest, I mean, what? He signed that three-year extension last year, correct? So, I mean, we still have two more years of Yachty. We don't know what's going to happen in that time. I mean, you know, I just hope he goes off on the best note as possible because he deserves that. And I think, you know, knowing his, you know, demeanor and attitude towards the game through Benji – you know, as a competitor, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to go off on a good note. You don't want to go out, unfortunately, like Waino's been, you know, the last couple of years. You want to go off on a strong note. And I hope he takes that and does just that. You know what I mean, Benji? Like if he, after those 2 years or after these next 2 years, if he's healthy and you know, still doing well behind the dish and still producing offensively, I don't know. You know, would you be more reluctant to say like, hey, all right, that was my last season. I'm done. I had a good run. Or would you want to keep going?
Well, I want to keep going because I'm feeling good. The only way I'm going to retire out of this contract is that if I'm not doing well, if I have a season where I feel like my body's shutting down with injuries. Not the injuries this year, because the injuries this year, you cannot avoid those. It's mm-hmm. a hamstring, and it's a hit on the cup. So you cannot avoid that.
Well, he could have avoided it by not trying to steal a bag, but I know where you're going with it.
But he does that.
I know.
No. What I mean is, like, you can avoid it by not trying, but I'm saying, like, you can stop a guy from playing his game.
Oh, I agree.
Just because we think that he's going to get hurt. You can't do that. It's like having Donaldson and he's been hurt all for the past 3 years, and you're like, hey man, don't steal bases because you might get hurt, or don't You know what I'm saying? So we can't do that. But what I'm trying to say is, like, the body, you know, it's always sore. Your back and you have, I mean, serious injuries like that prevent you from keep going. I think if something like that happened the last year, or he doesn't have a great year last year, maybe he'll go because he might find that it's time. But if he keeps having the years he's having for the next two seasons, I don't see him going. I mean, he shouldn't go, right? I mean, he's only going to be 38. There's catchers that have been playing over 40. So I don't think he should go. But again, this is his decision. He's such a freaking freak about baseball that if he's doing well, man, I can't. It's hard to believe that he's done. But if he's struggling a little bit, or, you know, his body's sore, you know, so we might see the end of it, you know, in two more years. But we'll see what happens, right?
I'm going to ask all our listeners out there. We got some great listeners that are really good about finding stuff. I can't find the article anywhere. It was last week. I was in the middle of something. I saw it. I thought I'd come back to it and read it. I got sidetracked with all my other stuff that I'm doing here. And, you know, I'm back coaching baseball again in this fall. After saying I was done with it forever, but I'm having a ball and a little busy, so I never did come back to it. I've Googled. I can't find it. If anybody out there can find it, can find the article, I'd love to hear it. Maybe I'm making something out of nothing here. It was in the description of what the article was about. Maybe it was a play on words, and maybe it was a joke, or maybe they were making not fun of Yachty. Maybe they were having fun. And they talked to Yachty about something. Who knows? I don't know, but I find it. I found it really interesting that it came out. Now, again, the interest of it is very simple. The guy's playing at an all-star caliber level. I mean, quite frankly, you know, I would assume Real Muto will win the Silver Slugger for catchers this year. But for Yachty to do what he's doing, given that, you know, with his age, let's be honest, he was out with a serious, you know, emergency surgery situation, has been nothing short of amazing. And not to mention, we all know what he means to this team behind the plate. I don't think, you know, the old saying of absence makes the heart grow fonder. I don't know if there's a player in recent Cardinal history or when I say recent, I mean my Cardinal history, which isn't all that recent, as I show my age sometime, but I don't know if there's another player that doesn't really define that phrase more than Yachty, because when he's out, it's different. It just is. And this is not a disrespectful thing to whether it be Pena or Carson Kelly when he gets a chance, or in the past, Tony Cruz or whoever it may be. It's just not the same. It just isn't. And again, I think that appreciation is understood, but it's also warranted. And the problem is that it's real, and that's why I think the playing past the contract is, if you're not slowing down, why would you think about quitting? Unless, you know, there's a certain reality and a certain quality of life and things that you want to do. But again, that's for Yachty or Molina to decide, I would have to imagine.
100%. Yep.
There's no thinking. If he's going to retire, it has to be on a bad year, I guess, and an injury flag or something like that he wants to be done with it. But if he's having the same type of years that he's having right now, I just don't see him stopping. He could. It's his decision. It's not mine. But I just don't see it happening, because he's still going to be doing great, right? So, and plus, he's in that line where he needs to keep going for hits or all those things for the Hall of Fame too. So, It'll only help him two more years, even though everybody thinks he's a Hall of Famer right now. But it'll help him, right? It'll help his case if he plays two more years or one more year. It only helps.
You know, we look at this team, and again, we're without Yachty. Hopefully, you know, it's just a – I know we had kind of texted off air. I mean, I think you were hopeful it wouldn't be that long after – chatting with him, you know, obviously a hamstring. I know some people were like, why is Yachty running? I know we joked around with, hey, getting this stuff. But as you said, I mean, listen, you have to play the game. And you know, people are like, well, why is he stealing a base? He's not a base stealer. Well, how many bases does he steal? And we're all like, man, he's sneaky. And steal. He thought he saw an opportunity. You know, it didn't work out. I don't understand.
That's his game.
That's right. And, you know.
That's his game. And you cannot change anybody's game. That's all I can say. I wouldn't like him to go stealing because of these things could happen late in the season. Like, we're dealing with it now. I get that. But how can you tell a guy not to do his game? I mean, he's never thinking that he's going to get hurt. He's thinking about advancing a bag. And if that guy doesn't throw that throw perfect, he steals a bag, advances a bag 90 feet. The closer Yadi gets to the play, the better. That's why you see him trying steal second, steal third, catch him sleeping. Because most of the time he does. He catch him sleeping, he steals a bag. And it's easier to score Yadi from third on a base hit than trying to score him from second on a base hit. So those are the facts on him stealing. He's not trying to break Ricky Henderson's number of steals. He's just trying. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
For people out there.
Yeah.
So he's just trying to advance a bag if the pitcher falls asleep. You know what I'm saying? So he's just trying to be smart out there, and you don't want him to stop doing that. I wouldn't want him to stop stealing. I just think it's late in the season. Something like this could happen, and we need you out there. So that would be the only thing. It would be in my mind for Yadi stealing, right?
Yeah, and again, these are the types of things that, you know, again, I know people, Steve-O likes to make fun of me because I let social media really bother me sometimes, but those are the types of things that irritate me. You know, that's the only time you ever hear somebody complain is when it doesn't work. You know what I mean? And that stuff irritates me. You know, that being said, you know, guys, we have Pittsburgh in town beginning of this week. Again, a Pittsburgh team that's probably a frustrating team for their fans because they've seen them play some really good baseball at times this year and then at other times not so good. I always wonder which team's going to show up for Pittsburgh. You can't count them out. They've got a couple of guys that are awfully good pitchers. You know, who's going to show up? And how's it going to affect us? What are we going to do? So for me, I'm looking at this series thinking, again, I'm not going to be outrageously unrealistic. I'm going to look at it and say, you know, got to take two or three here.
The Cubs are in Milwaukee are playing each other.
Yeah. You know, again, we didn't take much advantage of that last time. But the reality of it is, and I hate to look down the horizon here, but L.A. comes to town, and that's the team that's behind you currently. I don't know. This whole thing to me is really – I mean, listen, this is what you should want it to be. It's going to be really exciting. It's going to be really intense.
Meaningful
I hope the guys
games.
Are up to it. Meaningful games, yes. And isn't that what we've always wanted was meaningful games?
Yep.
Yep. And remember, these guy Williams shut us down.
Oh, this guy is, yeah. Gee, many Christmas.
So, I'm looking forward to today. I'm not looking forward to the series or L.A. Dodgers series. I'm not looking to that. I think they have their hands full with this guy today, and I think they need to win today, and that's it. We'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes, right? So, I think today is the most important day of for them, for the Cardinals. So, I think this today is the big deal.
Well, if we're going to talk about today,
we got Waino.
Well, there we go. See, there's the segue. If you're going to talk about today, how can you not talk about the, you know, let's face it, a great Cardinal making a return back. And to be honest, emotions are mixed out there from people. I think you've got some people that without question have seen have seen Waino struggle. You know, for the better part of 2 years, quite frankly. You know, they're wondering what's going on. It's hard to get on those people because they feel like he doesn't have it. I mean, I'm of the opinion. I personally wanted him to come back as a bullpen guy and let it fly for an inning at a time and see if he could do something there. That's what I wanted. But you don't always get what you want, as the man says in the song. So the Cardinals have, for whatever reason, and one of my guesses is that they're not dumb. They know they have some young starting pitchers that probably need a blow, need an extra day or two, and if they could get a couple of meaningful starts out of Waino here in September, it would go a long way. That's my guess. And if he can show that he can do some things, then maybe when they get to the rotation for the playoffs, I mean, basically, if you're a wild card, you're one game and you got to go. And you put yourself in an all-hands situation on deck. But the truth of the matter is, what does it really mean for the Cardinals if Waino comes back and is pretty good as a starter? I don't know. I think we're going to find out. That being said, I'll start with you, Josh. What are you expecting what do you expect to see from Waino tonight?
Well, I mean, I don't think his numbers during rehab starts is a fluke. I mean, I've heard rumblings that he's throwing the ball 90 to 92. I mean, which is fine as long as he's got the sink to it and he's got Uncle Charlie back. I would have to say that if he's not walking guys, which is a huge issue with this staff right now as a whole, he'll probably go six innings, maybe five. You know, that's the normal for our starters is five, and but you know, I don't. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to tell just because our bullpen is not as fresh as it once was. So, you know, Shilt might let him go the distance and go six. But yeah, I mean, I expect him to go six and maybe strike out five or six.
All right. So you think he's going to go five or six innings, strike out five or six? How many runs?
I'd say two or three.
Two or three in five innings.
Two or three. He'll keep us. He'll do what all of our starters do, which is keep us in the ball game, but throw 75 pitches by the third inning. So,
okay. All right. What do you expect tonight, or what do you? You can either what do you expect or what do you hope for from Waino tonight, Benji?
It's hard for me. Because I want him to succeed so bad, and it's hard for me to say, but if he's healthy. We can take five or six innings from him. I hope and I pray that he does well, that he feels healthy enough to carry us on. I mean, he's looked good from what I've seen in the minor leagues. I think he looks really good. Obviously, it's not major league, but let me see. I think five innings, good innings from Waino is great for us, man. I think we have the bullpen to manage over there. Obviously, they're not doing so well lately, but they still have to you still have to throw them out there, and they still have to turn the page. Even if the bullpen is not doing so well, you still got to throw them out there, and at some point they got to get better if we want to get into the playoffs. So I will say I will take five innings from Waino, maybe two runs, hopefully less than two runs, but Pittsburgh is a good team, so let's give them a couple runs, you know, like one or two, and five innings is good for me. I really think he's going to be all right. If he's healthy, you know, if he's throwing that hard, if he feels good, I think it's fair for him to go five and then just allow the two runs or something like that and keep us in the game. I think it's fair for us to assume that, you know?
Yeah, it's really hard to commit to say that you expect more than four or five innings out of the guy. I mean, let's face it, he's making his first, you know, start back up here at the big leagues. I agree with you, Josh. I don't think you can ignore – his numbers in the minors. It, for me, when it comes to that, it's really more about the fact that is he, you know, I've always said this, is the guy healthy? Because, you know, if he's healthy, that means he's, again, he's 90 to 92. You know, when was the last time the guy was 95? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's been a long time. Yep. Can he, let's face it, Can he have the sharp break on Uncle Charlie? At the end of the day, is that not really what's going to separate him from a guy that's going to quote unquote dominate at this level and give you a really really good start? You know, one run, five or six innings, you know, anywhere from five to seven Ks. You know, that's what I would call a really dominant performance from Waino now. I mean, I think if anybody does that now, you look at that like, hey, they went out and really dominated. You know, for me, if he could do that, that'd be great. I don't know that you can expect that from him tonight. Again, I think this is all window dressing. to find out if he can help you in the bullpen while giving these guys an extra day of rest so that they can, you know, really keep these guys fresh for this run. If that's what it is, great. If it's not, I'm not quite sure what it is other than, you know, hey, look, it's what it is. The guy's a veteran.
He's actually pitching for – he's actually kind of pitching for his life right now. And what I mean by that is, like, he knows that if he struggles as a starter, he might be moved to the bullpen next outing. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the Cardinals are going to allow him to struggle big time for two straight starts, right? I think they're going to give him today and see how it goes. And if he goes well, he gets another start. And if he doesn't go well, they're going to have to make a decision. So I really believe that urgency that Waino has to pitch with, it's going to help him. I think the adrenaline is going to help him back at home. He's going to be with the home fans or home crowd. And I think he's going to feed off of that. I think he's going to be good, man. I think it's going to be fine. Watch.
So I'll go ahead and say that I think it's more along the healthy side. If he goes out there tonight and gives up four or five runs but is healthy, I think they're going to give him another shot at starting just simply because of where our starters have been lately and walking every – I mean, if he's – see, like, I don't know. I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know if if you want a guy to throw strikes and he's out there throwing strikes and doesn't walk anybody in five, six innings, but gives up four or five runs.
We're calling for Luke Weaver's head because he's given up four or five
runs. But he's also walking.
How he's given up four or five runs.
That's what I'm saying, though. But at the same time, you go back to these young guys.
So wait a minute. So hang on. Let's just.
But it's not about, I think, right? This is my belief, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I don't think it's about the walks and strikes as much as it is getting people out. I think it's about getting the people out. For you to get to five innings, you got to get those guys out. Obviously, the walks, they're not going to help you, like Josh said, and you said, Jimbo. That's how they score the runs. Because sometimes the walks, you put guys on base and anything can happen. So I get that. And throwing strikes, but that's why you get the walks. So, but for me, it's more important getting people out because you can get a walk here and there, but if you can still get out of the jam by getting the people out, you're still going to be fine. That's just the bottom line. So for me, for Waino right now, I bet you anything, he wants to get to the 5-6 inning. He just needs to get people out, and that's it. You know, don't worry about anything else. Just get people out, try to get up to the fifth or get up to the sixth inning right now and show these people that, hey, I'm healthy, I'm good to go, I need to be on the mound. I mean, this game is huge for Waino. This game is huge for us, but this game is double huge for Adam Wainwright, man.
Last question for today. Josh, are you encouraged by what you're seeing out of Ozuna?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I don't know what clicked, but something obviously did because he's turning into the guy that we thought we were going to get from the get-go. I mean, not to say that, you know, I don't want to put what he's done up to this point. You know, I don't want to discredit that. But at the same time, we're not seeing the home runs that he's hitting or that, you know, he hit in the previous years. But I do think that, you know, he's turning into what we expected and more, I think.
Benji, your thoughts on Ozuna?
Shoot, I never worry about that guy. I didn't have any worries. I told you guys, yeah, maybe the home runs, the 30 home runs and 100 RBIs might be a little hard to do right now, but if he gets hot, he can still get to 30. He might still get to 80 or 90 RBI, which is great. I mean, I told you guys before, I told you at the beginning of the season, even if he has a bad year and he still ends up with 25 home runs and he ends up with a 90 RBIs, hitting 280, 290, which is a bad year for him, I'll still take it, right? Remember that? I told you guys, I said, hey, even if he does that, who does that for us? Who's been doing that for us? Nobody for the past couple of years. Nobody has been doing the 90 RBIs and things like that. Carp may be getting closer. Carp years is great. I love his year, even though we didn't like the couple of first months. But But I never had a problem with Osuna. I know he can hit. I know. And remember, people don't know this. Inside the clubhouse, only the people that know. He's been dealing with the sore shoulder for all year since spring training. And he still battled his butt for the St. Louis City, for the city of St. Louis, for the Cardinals. He's still out there in left field every single time, dealing with the freaking shoulder and still hitting the ball harder than anybody in the league. He has the highest percentage of hard hit balls. And if you're not appreciative of that, what the hell are you appreciative of in the baseball field? Because if I got my guy and I'm a manager and I got my guy leading the league in hard hit balls, what the heck I have to complain about? Get the heck out of here. This guy, I never had any complaints with him. I know he can hit. I don't have any worry about Osuna. And not even talking about the clubhouse, because everybody loves him. And the dugout and the clubhouse, he keeps everybody relaxed, joking around, and let's go. So, I mean, come on, man. I don't even worry about that guy.
Yeah, I 30 home runs, 280 to 300, 100 RBIs. That's what I wanted. I'm not sure he'll get to 30 home runs unless he goes on a massive tear the next couple weeks. Which, let's face it, he could. But,
But a bad year for him, it's 280. Come on. Seriously?
Yeah.
A bad year?
Sure.
280? A bad year for him is 25 home runs. Really? And we're complaining here? I know we're not. I'm just saying.
Right.
The people.
Right.
And I'm just saying. And then a bad year is 80 RBIs, 90 RBIs. Really?
Well, in the public opinion, the one thing that can really turn the opinion of a bad year into a good year is what you do in the final 3 weeks while your team is hanging on to a playoff spot. So, for me, my hope is that he continues, and obviously he took a DL stint to give his shoulder a rest. He admittedly, it's been barking at him all year. It's funny. I you would have to believe that helped him because he has some success after it. And then you hear him say, well, I mean, it still hurts. It's not going to be better until whatever. I mean, I would anticipate something's going to get done to it in the offseason would be my anticipation. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even going to try to play one. So, but we'll see what happens. But he's been great. Again.
So you imagine playing healthy. It's really hard, Jimbo and
sure.
Josh.
Yep.
It's really hard to play healthy. Now imagine playing hurt.
Sure.
I mean, it's crazy. So for us to sit here and criticize Osuna, not us, but like the people, whoever, criticize Osuna for hitting 280 or 275, for hitting 25 home run, that's what he probably going to end up around 25, 27. Maybe, hopefully more, because that'll help us, but around there. And then around the 100 RBIs, come on, man. And the guy's been dealing with the shoulder issue all year. We should be happy. We should be excited.
Well,
like when I hear people criticizing a guy like that. I don't like it.
As I look at his stats, and I know we're running out of time here, but, outside of last year's 37 home runs and 124 RBIs, I mean, he's what we're paying for, essentially paid for with prospects. But you look back to 2016, he batted 266 with 23 home runs and 76 RBIs. This year we've already got 21 home runs and 75 RBIs, and he's batting 278. I don't want to say last year was an outlier. I think he is absolutely every bit of that good. Being in the right lineup, but what he's done so far has been, I think, is what we should expect.
Well, again,
you have.
Go ahead, Benji. No, go ahead.
He was hitting in front and behind Giancarlo Stanton,
yep.
Who was on a tear.
Yep, and that's why I said in the right lineup. Just like I think Dexter Fowler being successful with the Cubs in 2016, I think that had a lot to do with the lineup that he was in.
Yes, sir.
That's why his stats looked all pretty.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you have in here, and he's hitting behind Jose Martinez.
Yep.
Which I love, deeply. I love him. I really do love him, Jose Martinez. But he's not a threat of hitting a home run as Giancarlos was.
Correct.
Right? So he's a more threat because he can hit 300 other ways. He can hit the ball the other way. He can do all other things of damage. But hitting the ball out, and the pitcher knows that he cannot hit the ball out on me. I got to do this. And all he can do is get a base hit or get a double. So there is a different feeling of pitching to Cafe Martinez, Jose, or pitching to Giancarlo Stanton, and then you put your guard down because you just pitched to the power guy, and then you got to deal with Ozuna, and he took advantage of it. He literally took advantage of it, hitting behind Stanton. So, but it's okay. I understand all that, but he's been great for us. He plays such a good defense out there. Obviously, the throwing arm is obviously the one hurting, but. Even playing hurt, he's been great for us. Ozuna has been great for us.
Well, Cardinals, Pirates, tonight, Waino on the hill, crunch time, lots of happening. You know, hopefully the next conversation that I think that we're going to have to turn to at some juncture is the main one is going to be, and hopefully this is a good one, is eventually we'll have to talk about who's on the mound for that wild card game. That's going to be an interesting one. But for today's show, we appreciate everybody joining us. Again, one last time, I want to remind you to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. Do your Amazon shopping there for us. Find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. Facebook, we're Two Birds on a Bat. You can also find the Facebook group Birds on a Bat and ask to join that. We'll be happy to have you if you're a Cardinal fan. Again, when it comes to Facebook, guys, some of the great groups out there, rallysquirrel.com, Chris Lawless and the gang over at Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, you know, Team of Rivals, their podcast, Cardinals Nation 24/7, their podcast, tremendous. I love what those guys are doing. Again, there's some great, great podcasts going on out there. You know, some of the Facebook groups that have really supported us, fans of Yadier Molina, St. Louis Cardinals Nation, STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals Crew, Cardinal Freak, been with us for a long time. We appreciate them. St. Louis Cardinals Fans Unite. Lots of great Facebook groups out there. Can't forget Mick Light with Art City Media and all he does for our show as well. Again, lineupmedia.fm, thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your network. And again, make sure you guys are checking out Yo Radio. Go download it out of the App Store on your mobile device. It's free. It's exactly what you would expect it to be, but it's going to be so much more. Make sure you download it. You're going to enjoy it today. To all of our affiliates and sponsors, thank you so much for your continued support. You always hear us talk about innovativecompanies.com. Randy Green, Stephanie Green, two wonderful people that do a great job and are worth your time. They will make you happy that you went with Innovative Companies, whether it be for construction, heating and cooling, electric, or plumbing. Innovativecompanies.com is your company that can handle all your needs. Don't forget Patio's, the original party place. We will be there this Friday at 4:30. Come join us. Hang out. Let's talk Cardinal baseball. MissouriGators.com. Learn more about the Gators Baseball Academy, the Missouri Gators, and, of course, the Illinois Gators. Arlington Greens down in Granite City. Get down there and see my man Mark Marcuso and play a wonderful course. Get over and have some barbecue at Adam's Smokehouse on Watson Road. I know you will enjoy it. We have lots of people contact us and thank us for the referral. For my friend Josh Potter and Benji Molina, we're Two Birds on a Bat. We will see you at Busch. Let's go, Cards!
Go Birds!
Go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.